Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 10 this morning. Cloudy skies and snow, mostly cloudy tonight, low near 17, and then partly sunny for your Saturday with a high near 24. But boy, the back end of the weekend, we could see another snow system move through with that.
You always
area.
Have to be aware of the back end, Dave.
Back end of the weekend.
You always do.
You have to worry about it. Because if not, it catches you by surprise.
That is correct.
Nobody wants that. Andrea, real quick, you know, you're out and about doing your thing with Licking County Recycling. Does the winter weather, does the driving get to you, or you just muddle through?
Well, luckily, we're not the ones who have to deal with it here on our at our staff level. We contract with Rumpke of Columbus, and they are the ones who are out driving the big trucks picking up the recycling. So we're really hoping that they are being safe and still out there picking up our recycling, though, because this time of year, we're wrapping things up for the holidays, and we've had a lot of recycling. So we're very excited about that, but we want Rumpke to be safe and make sure that they get everything taken care of.
I don't know if you noticed that subtle, subliminal wrapping up the holidays.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's
that
what
pretty,
it's about.
Well, you notice,
pretty
too,
slick there.
She didn't talk about how she drives in the snow. She talked about how...
Hey, she made it on time.
You know what? I am...
I'm right there.
And after the follies that I had this morning, I am impressed that she got here on time. She brings in the new person, Laura. She's like, I'm like, is Laura going on the air? She's like, no, she don't want to be on the air.
She didn't want to. She said no.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to have my new employee here,
talk
Laura.
A little bit about, yeah.
Laura's here today. She's one of our recycling staff members. There's three of us, so two-thirds of our staff is here today, but Laura just started her job last week, so I thought this would be a good opportunity for her to get an idea of what it is you guys always ask me about recycling and what the residents want to hear, too.
You're going to have to know from now on, if you come to the radio station, Laura, we're in the sound business, so being quiet doesn't cut it.
She's not coming back in here.
We'll give you a pass, one pass.
She's not coming back in here. After she saw this, she went, no, I'll pass on that.
She's getting a whole new view of her brand new boss, too,
right.
You know?
Oh, well. That's you won't good. Be around long, Laura. Don't worry about it.
Don't say that. Do not jinx us again. Please.
She'll be out looking for a job as soon as she pulls out of here. Like, I'm not doing this again. I can guarantee you that.
Seriously, Dave, though, you have no idea. We've had a lot of people in this position since I've been with Licking County Recycling since 2018. So please do not jinx this.
All right, let's talk a little bit about
this. Moving on.
There's just three of you.
There are.
How do you get it done?
Well, again, we're lucky enough that we have Rumpke as our contractor. So all of the public recycling sites that we have, all 22, two of them out in the county, Rumpke services those for us. So they are out there on a regular basis for us, emptying the bins, and then they process all of the material too. So we're not the ones who have to do that part of the work. So the three of us, we have an administrative assistant. She's back at the office right now. So she's the one who helps us pay all the bills. She deals with all the data entry. She answers all the phones when people call. So we have her doing that. And Laura, who's here with me today, she goes and actually picks up recycling in our government buildings all around the county. So we have 27 buildings right now that we service, plus a couple of schools. We're actually talking to maybe a couple fire stations, too, to get recycling in all these government buildings and offices, too. So that's her role. And then I do the rest. you know, I oversee the whole program as a whole. I am the liaison with Rumpke. And I also do all the education programs as well, which aren't as many as I want. But once we get Laura, you know, in her role and settled and everything, I'll be able to start focusing on getting back into schools and doing programs as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, I knew when you came in, one of your goals, as you talked, was education. But you also wanted to get with local businesses, be it county businesses or, you know, just a business like mm-hmm. ours, to push that recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been accepted well? Have folks said, yeah, you know what, there's something we can do to help with this?
I think there's probably a lot more of them out there that do recycle that we're not aware of, actually, especially industries. You know, we've got a lot of industries here in, especially down in like the southern part of Licking County, down in Heath and Hebron. I mean, there's a lot of industries that are making all kinds of really interesting items, and they do a lot of recycling that we're not necessarily aware of. I mean, I know a few of them that tell me that they have all kinds of plastic film that they're learning to, and they ask me sometimes, who recycles this? How can I recycle this? And normally the stuff that they're talking about are things that our program doesn't worry about. We're talking to the, you know, residents. We're dealing with the pop cans and the milk jugs and things like that. But when you're talking about bales and bales and bales of plastic film, you've got to find a special recycler to be able to do that. And we know what some of those industries or businesses are that deal with that material. So we like to get businesses and industries hooked up with that, with those other processors. So there's a lot of them that are doing it. They already know who those processors are. So we're not necessarily hooked up with them from day one, but sometimes they'll call us. We got a call from, it was Universal Veneer, actually. Mm. They called us a while ago because they had whatever they were getting there at their business, it was all covered in those plastic straps, you know, that you see on like reams of paper and things. Mm-hmm. They had 11 Gaylord boxes, which are those big, huge boxes that you see like the pumpkins come in, you know, at Walmart and everything during Halloween. They had 11 of those covered. I mean, just filled with little chunks, like 1-inch chunks of plastic strapping. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of this plastic strapping. And we actually found a processor that would deal with it and help recycle it. So that was really interesting. We love when we get phone calls like that because we're like, who ever thought that that stuff was around in that amount? And how can we help them recycle it and not have it go to a landfill?
So you talk about recycling that. Talk about the difference between reuse and recycle, because that that is one of those mantras you learn. Reuse, recycle kind of go together. So mm-hmm. was that a true recycling process, or was that a reusing, repurposing process?
I think it was being recycled. I'm not 100% sure because I wasn't the one who was actually doing the process. So, but you do ask a good question. You know, one of the big things we talk about all the time is the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Boom.
Yes, there you go. So the big difference between reusing and recycling is reusing is that you are literally using it over and over and over again. It's not necessarily changing the way it looks, the way it works or anything. So I've got a little water bottle here. I mean, it's a plastic recyclable water bottle, but I could reuse this over and over and over. I could keep filling it until it's, you know, yellowed or whatever. Recycling, on the other hand, though, is it actually goes through a process and changes. It may not end up being a water bottle again. It might be a Dawn soap bottle instead or something.
I mean, these days it could be clothing.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, actually, you know, there's sweatshirts. In fact, I have a pair of jeans that say that they're made from partially from recycled plastic.
Comfortable?
They're fine, but I've had t-shirts that were made from almost 100% recycled plastic bottles. I did not like it at all. I have to be honest. It was really hot.
See, that's why I like it. She's honest.
I'm honest.
She's not going to come in here and go, yeah, go get it. And then everybody called me up and go, Krav is crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts. But, you know, I mean, even at Walmart, the vests that some of the employees wear, it even says on the back of them, made from 6 plastic water bottles or something. So yeah, you can make clothing. And fleece. Your sweatshirt might even be made from partially recycled plastic. A lot of winter jackets, like the stuffing on the inside, is also made from plastic bottles. So there's a big difference between reusing and recycling. Now, I think what's really important to know with that whole three R's, the reduce, reuse, and recycle, is that you notice that recycling is the very last part of it. We want people to reduce what they're buying, what they're throwing away. Just don't do as much of it if you can first. Second of all, reuse what you can first, because then you don't have to recycle all of it. Recycling is a process that does take time. It takes money. It takes energy. It takes a lot of effort. And if you can reduce that a little bit, too, by reusing more, You're doing even more for the planet if that's possible. So I'm a big proponent for reuse and reducing even before recycling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we take a break, Joel came in and said, pointed out our lovely curtains in here that he has never touched. He's afraid to touch them. And he said, can we recycle those? And I'm like, well, I don't know. What are some of the things that are laying around a house? Like you're seeing, when you're talking about reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, if I've got some older curtains like this and I don't want to use them anymore. Mm-hmm. What can be done to help with that?
So one of the big things that we talk about a lot is just being able to donate items that are not being in use anymore or they're not useful to you anymore. However, our neighbors are actually Goodwill of Licking Knox Goodwill. The big Goodwill store is our neighbor. And we've talked to folks over there and I've read articles about what Goodwill really wants. And these curtains that I think are from 1969 are probably not going to be donatable.
Appreciate that. You saw how tactfully I was saying these curtains just come right out and say 69.
They might need carbon dating.
I'm trying to paint the picture for our listeners here. You know, they got to know what kind of curtains we're talking about. But honestly, I mean, you do have to be somewhat discretionary when you are deciding what to donate or not. Because Goodwill, They don't want to put curtains from 1969 out there because people aren't going to buy them. So I think it's really important to think, is this stuff actually going to be useful to somebody else? Am I going to donate a pair of shoes that are really worn down? No, you can't do that because who really is going to in a realistic world here, who's really going to use those kinds of shoes? Yeah. If they're really good and maybe you just, you know, they were your kid's shoes and your kid grew faster than you thought and they're still in really good shape. Yeah, those are absolutely donatable. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big thing is really kind of really figuring out, is this stuff useful again or not? So unfortunately, there are a lot of things that just cannot be recycled or reused. So
like
sometimes
1969 curtains.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So
just dig that hole a little deeper. Why not? He'll throw the sand on top of us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town and Andrea Crava with Licking County Recycling next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling. Still under that winter weather advisory for about another 35, 40 minutes. Cloudy today with some snow, mostly cloudy tonight, and then for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Okay, Andrea, we're coming out of the holidays. Obviously, now Joel and I, two different people. I've explained why I don't get the live tree. Ours is one of those, take it out of the box, throw it up, put it back in the box, take it down.
So you're a reuse guy.
I'm a reuse guy. Person too,
so,
absolutely.
All right. Now you got the Rileys who are go out, get the tree, take it down. What should they do with a tree when they're done with it? Because a lot of people are just like,
yeah, and
I'm
be
done.
Very careful because I have already had some suggestions that were unpleasant.
Okay.
Where to put said tree?
Well, I'll just be realistic about all of this then.
Pine cones notwithstanding.
Gosh, who knew that this conversation was going to go here today?
You've been here enough, you
oh,
know.
Oh, my goodness. So for Joel's family, with the live tree, you can actually recycle your live trees. We have a list of locations around Licking County where you could take your trees to. Some of them around here in Newark are like Elm Recycling, Hope Timber, things like that. So that is listed on our website. Those generally, when they go to places like that, get mulched, composted. And they'll probably turn into new mulch that you could buy or that they use for their production or whatnot. So you can also just, if you happen to have a big yard, you could just throw it in the back of the yard. Animals love old pine trees. All the little bunnies can go underneath and hide from the hawks in the yard. And, you know, all kinds of little critters love that. So you can also do that for the animals
We've
if you want
to. We've heard
fish
habitats, too. I mean, if you've got a pond or, you know, a slow-running stream or whatever, that also works.
Yeah, I know in my previous job when I worked in the Columbus Metro Parks, we used to do that from time to time. Grab some of the pine trees and throw them in the lakes for the fish habitat too. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility. For Dave and I, who have the reusable trees year after year after year after year,
makes me feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those if they are in really bad shape, the lights all die, whatever, you're just getting a new tree, whatnot. Again, if they're in good shape, please donate them. Mm-hmm. We've seen plenty of trees over at the Goodwill year after year that people just don't want anymore or whatnot, or maybe they've actually taken all the lights off and it's still usable without the lights. So you can certainly donate them. Or if you're done with that tree, it's in real bad shape, it goes in your trash. I cannot tell you how many times we have seen those trees just sitting right outside of our public recycling sites. And every year I take pictures and put it on our social media and remind people to not do that. But it still happens. In fact, I think just maybe today or yesterday, I think we put a post up about that on our social media. It drives me crazy because then either we have to take that and throw it away, or Rumpke has to take it and throw it away. Somebody needs to be responsible for this stuff. And if it's yours, I feel like you should be responsible for it. So just throw it away in your trash. Those are not recyclable. I mean, we do not take, if you look at any of our information about what we accept, Christmas trees, fake Christmas trees are not on that list. Mm-hmm. Their boxes are, the cardboard boxes are, as long as they're folded up nicely and put in our recycling bins, which is also a challenge this time of year.
Well, that's what I was going to jump in next. You hit it. And I want to mention, too, when you talk about putting these trees out there, please take the bulbs and everything out.
Yes.
Off them. Don't throw them out there and have Tweety Bird going out there shoving bulbs in its mouth.
No, we don't want that.
Or Mr. Limpet floating around in the water. But I'm dating myself.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, you are.
I'll give you that one.
You're upset about the curtains, huh?
Yeah, still one of my favorite movies, though. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so boxes this time of the year. I mean, a lot of folks are like, oh, yeah, I'll just take these down and recycle. I caught that lesson very early on from the wife about breaking boxes down. So, I mean, that is important.
Yes, it is very much so. It saves so much space if you actually just fold those boxes up, break them down, whatever you want to call it, and put them flat inside of the recycling bins. And even if you have curbside recycling where you live, because I know some of our listeners do.
We do in Pataskla.
Yes, that's right. Down your way you do. And you're going to save so much room in your rolling cart if you just fold up those boxes. It really doesn't take that much time. Here's a perfect anecdote about that, though. I was just at one of our public sites. I don't know. It was before Christmas, so it wasn't too long ago. There was actually a full washing machine box in one of the recycling bins, and it wasn't broken down. I took a picture of it. It's going to end up on our social media one of these days, just to remind people, just fold it up.
I feel like somebody did that on purpose. Like, you know what? I'm gonna recycle, but I'm going to show them.
Who's this Krava?
Darn that, Andrea, Licking County Recycling. That is not the first time I've seen that, but it frustrates us a lot. And it frustrates a lot of the other residents,
That's
too.
Exactly
I mean,
right.
Whenever we're at some of our public sites or when people call us sometimes, they go on and on about how everybody else doesn't break down their boxes. So sometimes it's a little frustrating talking about recycling with particularly like our social media followers, because we're preaching to the choir. Those people who are following us are people who are interested in recycling and they want to learn more about it. So I feel like I'm almost telling them information that they already know.
Sure.
We need to get this information out to people more than just our social media followers or more than people who are listening to us here on the radio this morning, because there are a lot of people that don't break down those boxes. So it's very frustrating.
Wrapping paper, all that kind of stuff. You'll be happy to take that as well?
Yes, as long as the wrapping paper doesn't have like foil or glitter on it. That stuff is just, it's actually too plasticky and not the type of plastic that we can recycle. Mm-hmm. So, but just the plain regular paper, even if it's kind of glossy, is fine.
Okay.
So,
see, that is amazing to me. That something can be too plasticky to be recycled. Because, I mean, you're so indoctrinated. I mean, especially with bottles, you know, they have the codes on them. You know, it's this type and it's a number 3 or number 6. And it's got it even has the reuse, reduce.
The little symbol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right on there. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. You feel like, well, heck, somebody should be able to melt that down and do something with it.
So with the and I'm using air quotes for our radio listeners here too, with the quote plastic that's on the the wrapping paper, again, that's a totally different type of plastic, if you even want to call it that. It's just that it's mixed with that paper, and that's where the problem lies. Mm-hmm. So if you've got just a plastic bottle, that's totally different. That's fine. Yes, it can be recycled. But when it's kind of mixed in with that paper, it really can't be separated very easily. Think about it this way too, Joel. Like if you think about when you buy a bag of Doritos, it looks kind of metally on the inside. And I just, again, that's just a word. It's not really metal, but there's actually plastic, there's paper, and there's metal that's all mixed into those chip bags. And they just can't be separated at that point to be recycled. And the amounts of each of them that if you could separate it, wouldn't be worth anything anyway, or very little, I guess I should say. Right. So and when they're mixed together like that, that's where the problem lies.
And the party size bag isn't necessarily for parties.
No, yeah.
It's an individual size bag.
Just as a side note.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough, yeah.
Now, all the, you know, if somebody's going to the recycle, you have all the placards on the bins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no reason to be dumping something there. I mean,
correct.
Pretty much you have the placard
unless
there
you're not a reader.
Yeah. I mean, but you have the placard there saying, here's what you can drop off, here's what you cannot drop
and
off.
And with the plastics, people still get really confused by the plastics because of what Joel was saying. The plastics, you know, and again, I'm using my little water bottle here, that they have the little recycle symbol on them and the numbers and everything. And people still to this day immediately think, oh, it's got the symbol on it, it could be recycled. But that is not the case. Where we recycle all of our material, or where our materials are separated and processed at Rumpke, most of that separating is done by machines. So machines cannot lift up every single little water bottle that goes through there to see that it has a number one or number two on it. It's actually done by all kinds of other machinery, and it's amazing to see all this stuff actually in process. But so they actually look for the plastics by shape, not by the recycle symbol. So we always say with plastics, the things that we accept are bottles, like water bottles, jugs, like milk jugs or like sanitizing wipe jugs, laundry jugs, tubs, which are sour cream, cottage cheese, yogurt cups, things like that. And we actually just last year started accepting cups as well. So like if you go to Wendy's or McDonald's or Starbucks and you get a plastic cup, we will take that with the plastic lid on it. We don't want straws, though. Straws is not listed on there. So you got to take that straw out and throw it away. And then most recently, we actually started accepting what we call clamshell containers.
Is that the fruit cups?
Yeah, like the little
with
fruit.
The blueberries and raspberries.
Yeah, the blueberries, the raspberries. If you buy donuts or even muffins, as long as they're not too greasy and they have like that attached lid that kind of opens up like a clam, we are now accepting those as well, too. So all that machinery at Rumpke is looking at that by the shape, not by that recycle symbol that you were talking about. Gotcha. So, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
2024 comes to a close. What were the numbers like for Licking County? Because I know every year you guys will put the final number out, but I mean, a pretty good year for recycling?
It was okay. It was not the best that we've had recently. In fact, it was a little lower. Last year, we were at about 5 million pounds collected throughout the county, and that was pretty steady for a few years. And we actually dropped this year. We're probably at about like 4.75 million. The big reason behind that is we did actually close one of our public recycling sites that was very, very busy at the request of the township that it was in. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to maybe add some new sites this year. We'll have to see. It takes a while for that to come together, and you got to have the right setup for it. So, but still, 4.75 million pounds of material to recycle isn't anything to sneeze at. So we're pretty excited about that. Would have loved to have seen a little bit more. The good thing I think that we're seeing, though, is that our contamination rate continues to be very low, meaning that we're not seeing, despite the fact that every time you go to a public recycling site, you see the wrong stuff, but the percentage of it is still very, very low. We're at about 5 or 6% contamination rate. So that's fantastic, given that 7, 8, 9 years ago, we were above 25%.
Wow.
So we're doing a lot better over those years. So we might be recycling a little bit less, but we're recycling the right stuff. So we're pretty excited. excited about that.
Yeah, that all goes to education.
I hope so.
Right, good trade-off on that when you talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information we've given out. Easiest way for folks to find out is what?
We've got a website. It is part of the overall Licking County website. So that's lickingcounty.gov/RLC. I like to think of it as Recycle Licking County. Mm-hmm. lickingcounty.gov/RLC. You can call our office at 740-670-5125 and talk to Nikki, our administrative assistant over there, who did not join us today.
couldn't bring her in. Well, nope. Laura, just is it that bad? I mean, if we had to put you on the air, would it be that bad for you?
She said it would be okay. All right.
You heard her, Joel.
I did.
She's up next. She's up next, everybody.
I see the red face, too, though. So that is true. No doubt about it.
Well, Andrea, it's always a pleasure having you in to talk about recycling. It's an important thing, and I know since you've been here, getting the word out and the education has been paramount for you, and I just appreciate our relationship and having you. It was a lot of fun.
You bet. And I want to thank you guys too. If I could put in a plug for the radio station,
no.
you guys have been, you guys have started recycling too. I know your general manager has talked with me about all the events that you're doing out in the community, and that you have this partnership with Magnetic Springs, and you have all these little water bottles, and you have borrowed some of our recycling bins to collect all those water bottles and are starting to recycle them. So it's been a great partnership, and we're really thrilled that you guys are starting to do that. So if any of you listeners out there go to any of the radio station events and you get a water bottle from them, make sure you recycle it while you're there too.
And other businesses can get involved. Simply just call you and say, hey, mm-hmm. we want to try something and see if it works?
Sort of. And the reason I say sort of is it's not really necessarily a business thing. It's about events for the community that are free.
Okay.
So if any business is doing some sort of event like that, or any of our townships, communities, nonprofits, whatever, are doing events for the community that that are for the public, you can borrow those little recycling bins from us for free, as long as you promise that you're going to recycle the items that are in there. And we'll talk a little bit about the items that you can actually collect in them too, because a lot of times it might be like a food truck event, and we don't really love a lot of food truck items because they're full of food or they're items that we can't recycle. But if you know you're going to have a bunch of plastic cups or plastic bottles, bring it on. Please call us and let us know. We can hook you up with those recycling bins.
Or just call Joel and I. We'll help to empty the food truck. We'll make sure they're nice and clean for you, Andrea. You won't have to worry about it. Again, Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling, joining us today on Talk of the Town. Be sure to join us Monday morning as Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb will make his monthly visit with us